Greg McBride is on the other end of our line. Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
The availability of debit card rewards offers fell 30% over the last year, according to a Bankrate.com study. Man, that's a lot.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, you've got the recent, what's known as the Durbin Amendment, went into effect at the beginning of this month. And what that did is that cuts the revenue that banks get every time a consumer swipes the debit card by about half. And these debit reward programs are essentially a revenue-sharing arrangement between the card issuer and the card holder. Well, you cut the revenue that the banks are getting in half, and you know the obvious casualty is the debit rewards program. And so, not surprising, we saw a 30% decline in the number of programs that are available. And frankly, Tony, I think that's something we're going to see more of as the next year unfolds.
Well, I was wondering how much the decision by Bank of America to put that $5 fee on the use of debit cards is going to affect not only their business, but perhaps cause other banking institutions to do the same.
Well, a lot of the larger banks are going to be looking at this just because they're the ones that are impacted by this decline in revenue. It's smaller community banks and credit unions that are largely exempt from that change, and so they don't need to recoup revenue. They don't have to do away with the free checking account or institute the debit card fee or eliminate the debit rewards program like you're seeing so many of the larger banks do.
I know some people are very ticked off about that, Greg. Do you think that will cause a lot of folks to leave Bank of America?
Well, I'll tell you, people have had it up to here with fees. We did a national poll earlier in the year. We found 64% of Americans said they would consider switching financial institutions if their checking account fees increased, and it was highest for the highest-income households. Now, those are the very same mass affluent households that the banking community has spent gobs and gobs of money trying to attract, and yet those are the ones that are most likely to bolt if they push the envelope of fees a little too far. So it's definitely a very slippery slope. It's definitely on the consumer's radar screen. And, you know, consumers are showing an inclination to act more so at this point in time than had been the case a couple of years ago before we started to see, you know, these latest wave of changes.
Do you think banks will ever get back to doing business the way they did back in the day as far as making their revenue from bank loans? Are they going to start loaning money again and trying to get more revenue that way? Do you think just the credit crunch is here to stay for the long term? It's going to be a while before they do that.
Well, part of this is just a diversification strategy. Now, bank fees have been going up consistently for a dozen years or more, and part of that is just by design that the financial community wanted to diversify their revenue streams. You know, of course, you know, lending is very subject to the economic climate. It's subject to the interest rate climate. We've seen a tremendous amount of volatility in interest rates over the last decade or so. And what the fee income does is really kind of smooths out the peaks and valleys of you know, the income they'd otherwise get from loans. So I don't think that's going to change. I mean, I think that diversification strategy is here to stay. That being said, once the economy gets on the more solid footing, banks are more comfortable doing loans and doing loans to more borrowers than those that they're currently looking at. Yes, you know, we're going to see the pendulum shift a little bit. But, you know, in this economic climate, we're just not quite there yet.
Well, Greg, if I'm an individual and you charge me to come into the bank and you charge me to use my debit card, what's next? Are you going to start charging me to do my banking online?
Well, you know, I think that the takeaway here is that even though these fees are cropping up, and there are ways to avoid them. You know, for example, you mentioned the, you know, the teller fee, or, you know, the fee for coming into the bank. Well, that only pertains to specific accounts, and it's that does not pertain to accounts that are geared for consumers that do a lot of their banking in the branch. Those are fees that are typically tacked on to a low-touch account, and, you know, I liken it to buying an airplane ticket. If you want to go to the travel agent, or if you want to go to the airline ticket office, or you even want to call the airline on the phone and buy your ticket that way, you certainly can, but it's going to cost you. Whereas if you just want to buy it online, do it yourself, there's no additional charge. And so, you know, banking is operating under much the same model. If you're going to do your banking online and, you know, have direct deposit and automatic bill pay and things like that and not go into and utilize branches, well, that's the low-touch experience, and that's going to result in lower fees. If, on the other hand, you know, you require that higher touch, then you need to be in an account that's structured for consumers of that type. So it's really important to assess your financial personality, make sure that you're not only in the right type of account, but with the right type of financial institution, and there are plenty of alternatives out there. We're not hostage to these fees.
And Greg, I think people forget, and this will be my last question for you, appreciate your time this morning. I think what people forget is the more money we keep into our accounts, the more the banks are going to bend over backwards to make sure we don't have to pay these fees.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, we talked about the decline in free checking, and a lot of that is being offset by fee waivers. And, you know, a lot of it is that account can still be free. It's just that you have to earn it. It's not going to be available to everybody walking through the door. If you keep a balance, if you have direct deposit, if you have other accounts, well, that could be enough to get your fee waived. I think at the consumer level, what we have to do is say, look, is that the best use of my cash? Might I be better off going to a smaller community bank, a credit union, or an online bank where I can get that free checking account and get a better return on my savings account or get a better deal on my car loan? You know, I think that's the type of assessment that as consumers we need to do to make sure we're getting the best bang for the buck.
Greg McBride is the senior financial analyst for bankrate.com. And of course, Greg, for people who want more information, all they have to do is go to bankrate.com.
Yep, and we have that latest debit card reward survey posted on the front page of bankrate.com.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Tony.